We'll start a few announcements while they are taking.
Hi, everyone. Good morning. If you ordered a living, I'll be out there to collect the money. And if you ordered, you should have them on the 14th or 15th. I'm in time for the parade. If you're going to help us with the parade, we'll meet here at 10 a.m. on Saturday. I don't know what next week is. I don't know what today is. So we'll meet over there, and then we'll go out to the Beans house to finish putting the float together. And then the 18th, we will float. So we need lots of volunteers to help us with that. Does anyone have the key for the shed? If so, can you meet up with Candy so we can get the nativity scene out? So that will be going on the float. Thank you.
So you've heard me talk about swaddling clothes, and just so you know, you might keep hearing that name, but we really have changed it to Blessing Babies and Beyond because of various reasons. But I have 10 bags of baby clothes out on the pew in the fellowship hall that we need sorted. And we keep all of the clothes in bins according to gender and size and season. So if any of you would be so kind as to take a bag home and sort it out for us, you can see me or Barb if she's here after church. We've got the pamphlet that the paper that tells you how we want them sorted. You can just put them in Walmart bags or whatever and label it, and that way we can get it back here, put it in the shed, our wonderful new shed, so great, and in the right bins, because we're also having our next event in 2 weeks, so please take it back. Thanks.
See, not only do I have a liturgist, I have people to make most of the announcements. Let's see what we missed. New forward directory soon. There's a list out there. You should check, see if your info is correct. Council boards to have your budget information ready. I think that's it.
Thank you. and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
If you, O Lord, kept a record of sin, O Lord, who could stand?
But if you, there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared.
Since we are gathered here to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer and pray, and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of the altar. Let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together, as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner.
Almighty God, have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life. Amen.
Almighty God, merciful Father, in the holy baptism you declared us to be your children and gathered us into your one holy church, and would you daily and richly forgive us our sins and grant us new life through your Spirit. Be in our midst, enliven our faith, and graciously receive our prayer and praise through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation.
They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
And you, O Lord, I do take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your righteousness, deliver me.
For you are our rock and our fortress, and for your name's sake, you lead me and guide me.
Into your hand I commit my spirit. You have redeemed me, O Lord, faithful God.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, it is now, and it will be forever.
These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation.
They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
Holy Communion, the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ. Grant us so to follow your blessed saints and all virtues and godly living that together we, with them, we may come to the unspeakable joys that you have prepared for those who love you through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Testament reading for today is taken from 2 Chronicles. Manasseh was 12 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 55 years in Jerusalem. And he did what was evil in the sight of the Lord, according to the abominations of the nation whom the Lord drove out before the people of Israel. Manasseh led Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem astray to do more evil than the nations whom the Lord destroyed before the people of Israel. The Lord spoke to Manasseh and to his people, but they paid no attention. Therefore the Lord brought upon them the commanders of the army of the king of Assyria, who captured Manasseh with hooks and bound him with chains and bronze and brought him to Babylon. And when he was in distress, he entreated the favor of the Lord his God and humbled himself greatly before the God of his fathers. He prayed to him, and God was moved by his entreaty and heard the plea and brought him again to Jerusalem and to his kingdom. Then Manasseh knew that the Lord was God. Afterward, he built an outer wall for the city of David west of Gibeon in the valley and for the entrance into the fish gate and carried it around Ophel and raised it to a very great height. He also put commanders in the army and all the fortified cities in Judah. And he took away the foreign gods and the idol from the house of the Lord, and all the altars that he had built on the mountain of the house of the Lord and in Jerusalem. He threw them outside the city. He also restored the altar of the Lord and offered on it sacrifices of peace offering and of thanksgiving. And he commanded Judah to serve the Lord, the God of Israel. Nevertheless, the people still sacrificed at high places, but only to the Lord their God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second reading is from Revelation. After this I looked up, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in bright robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne, around the elders, and the four living creatures. They fell on their feet before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these clothed in white robes? And from where do they come?" I said to him, "Sir, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. There shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb on the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thank you.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth,
and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Results that go back to the Old Testament. That's where we can see it all. Back earlier than our text, back to the time of Abraham and Sarah, the child by the bondwoman, Ishmael. And when Ishmael's mother ran out in the wilderness crying, God comforted her. Said, you're going to have your son, and he's going to be a multitude of people. His descendants are more than you can measure. But they're going to be a wild people. We're talking about the Palestinians. And before we go any farther, there are probably millions of Palestinian Christians today, so let's never forget that. But the rioting we have going on in our country is the same rioting that began there between Abraham's two children and their tribes, the Israelites and the Palestinians. The hatred there. Things that went on back in these days we couldn't imagine, but we're seeing some of the same things today. Over in the same area. And we're talking about in our text today. We're going back to look at the kings of Judah. About 20 kings in succession, and most of them were wicked. But there were a few of them that were good. Asa was one. He ruled for 41 years. Jehoshaphat ruled for 21 years. And then probably one of the holiest after David and Solomon would be Hezekiah. Hezekiah ruled for only 29 years, but he ruled for his God. He ruled against wickedness and cleared up the idol worship. He did everything to increase God's kingdom here on earth. Then God finally told him through Isaiah the prophet, said, you're going to die now, your days are over. And he pleaded with the prophet to plead to God to give him more time, because he had more things he wanted to do for God's people. He was building waterworks throughout Jerusalem, and he wanted to get all of this finished. And you know what? God said, I'll do it. You have 15 more years. And even he bargained with God. He said, how I know? Give me proof. And God said, okay, there's the sundial and the shadow. He said, you want it to go forward 10 degrees or backwards 10 degrees? And he said, well, if it goes forward, he said, I might have been dozing, not really know. So go backwards. So God had the shadow go backwards 10 degrees as proof that he would heal him. And he did heal him. And he did a lot of more good works for the people. Except in those 15 years, he got some pride. He started showing off all the treasures that he had there in the kingdom. And some people from Babylon came and saw these treasures. And down the road, God said, because you did this, you're still going to have peace in your lifetime, but after you're gone, your people are going into captivity because you show them the riches and they're determined to take the riches. So then, after him, his son took over. The desperado of the Old Testament, Manasseh. Manasseh was the most wicked king ever in Israel. And yet he reigned for more time. 59 years, I think it was, that he was king. But the reason I chose that for today, with the situation in the world and the wickedness going on in the world, is that even this wicked king, God had mercy upon him. and through the Holy Spirit moved him at the end of his life to turn around and ask God forgiveness, and he was forgiven. So if ever you wonder about God's grace and think, hey, could God really forgive me for what I've done in my life? Look at the thief on the cross on All Saints Day. Look at Saul of Tarsus. And look at the wicked king Manasseh. Because even now as the saints march in front of us, the saints in heaven, they are included. Through the wonderful mercy of God, a mercy that you and I can't understand, how God could still have forgiven him for all that he had done. And not just once, God tells this story twice. He tells it in 2 Kings and in 2 Chronicles. It's that important that the Holy Spirit wants us to know the loving mercy and forgiveness of God that he holds out for everybody. No matter who they are, no matter what they have done, no matter what nationality, that forgiveness is there for all who turn to him. The sad thing is, he was the son of a good and pious king, Hezekiah. The son of the greatest king after David and Solomon, became the worst king. And so he taught his children same way. His children went astray, even as he went astray, even though he had a pious, a godly father. But I think, you know, God is talking to you and me today. Any of us that have families, any of us that might have children that maybe one walked away somewhere, and we trained them all the same way in the word of the Lord, and then what happened here? I think the reason God tells that story twice is for us to know that it can happen, that sometimes it happens even though we do train them in the way and they throw away everything they were taught. Imagine Adam's feeling in the garden when Cain killed Abel. Because Adam blamed himself. He said, oh, because I'm the one who brought sin into the world and now this. But it wasn't Adam's fault. It was Cain that had anger in his heart against the Lord. Remember David and Absalom, his son, that rebelled against him and tried to steal the hearts of the people. And when he was killed in battle, David just cried out, Absalom, Absalom, my son, would that I had died instead of you that loved. But it can happen. Our kids can go astray. There is no such thing as a perfect parent. No such thing as a perfect child. The same way as not a perfect husband or wife. In spite of what my wife tells you, there is no such thing as perfection. But we go and hear the Manasseh undid all the good things Hezekiah did. He said Hezekiah had done away with idol worship. He broke down the altars of Baal and Asherah. But you know what? Manasseh rebuilt the altars to Baal and all the false gods. Today, we don't have any false gods, do we? That's totally different today. We have our false gods, and that's what God wants to tell us today. Anything in our lives that comes between us and God, that comes between us and his word, you know, it's that word of God that keeps us in the faith. The Holy Spirit works through the word to hold us steadfast in the faith. And anything in this world we let come between us and the need for God's word, that has become an idol for us. The idol could be pleasure, could be a new home that we have to have that new home, and we just give up everything for it. A new car, a new boat, a new rifle, or a fishing rod, but anything that takes preference over God, whatever a person loves more, that's their God. He went even further in wickedness. He sacrificed his children
to idols, sacrificed his children to idols, killed his own children. But that's happening in our world today, isn't it? It's happening in our world today through abortion. Abortion where people can kill the innocent baby in the womb and not have any conscience pangs from it whatsoever. It's happened in that war over there in Israel. The terrible things that have gone on there in the last month. We can't even imagine it. But our text is talking about the same kind of things. Where Hamas cut babies apart, cut their heads off. They're trying to find out who is who. And they can't even match up the heads to the body. Yeah, I know it's gross to talk about it. But that's what's going on. The one lady, she was pregnant, about to give birth. They cut her open and took the baby out and killed the baby in front of her. And then we have, probably by now, hundreds of thousands of people in our country, at our colleges, in our cities, demonstrating for Hamas. Do you ever stop and think? This is our country today. This is our lives and what our world is doing to us. If there's any hope for America, we just pray to the Lord that somehow He could intervene here somehow and make some sense out of this, because we are getting closer and closer to a civil war in America. I was reading here about Manasseh, and he was so bad that he actually persecuted the people of God. The innocent people he persecuted. The wicked ones he built up to higher positions and promoted them. But the believers in God, he persecuted them. And that's what was going on. Said all Judea was eager for all kinds of idolatry and vice because the king led them there. And the Lord spoke to Manasseh and to his people, but they would not hearken. That was a sad thing. They would not hearken. He persecuted the church of God, and this is the next step in America that we're heading for. Right now, would you dare to these demonstrations you're having? I'm 100,000 here in Washington, D.C. Would you been comfortable walking in there with the cross? I think you would have been knocked down and stoned. That's the way it is today. That's our country today, and it's not getting better, but day after day it's getting worse, and so we need to come back to God's Word and find out where the refuge and strength is, and it's only in God. He's the only one that can make sense of this and bring us back under His control. But we need to pray for that every day. The prophet Isaiah was living during the first part of Manasseh's rule, and he preached to him and preached to him. And you know what finally happened to him? He was cut in two. His body was cut in two. Can't believe it. What's happening in Israel today, in Gaza, where they cut their bodies, cut them in two, and it's hard for us to imagine that's how wicked Manasseh was. He made Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem to sin and do worse than the heathen whom the Lord had destroyed before the children of Israel. But then comes that miracle. The miracle so great that we can't imagine. And the reason I wanted to use this text and look at this miracle, because I'm praying that miracle can still happen in our world today. That we can still have somehow a miracle that our people in America will wake up to see what's happening, to see the depth to which they are stooping. even some of our Congress people are shouting out for Hamas. It's treason. It's sad. But God came in and took control. But how did he take control? Wasn't an easy way, was it? He sent them into captivity. Remember, that's what he told Hezekiah is going to happen. Won't happen in your lifetime, but your people will be sent to Babylon. And when they came, Manasseh didn't fight. He cowered and tried to run and hide. And they caught him and put chains on him, put him in a dungeon, put a ring in his nose where they could leave him with a chain by his nose around. And he was lying there in that dungeon in captivity. That's when the words of the Lord came to him. When is it that we're ready to pray and cry out to God? In the low times, the time of trouble, sickness, in the time in America today and in the world today, it's the time to cry out to God. So we need to cry out to God like Manasseh finally did and cried out and said, "The Lord, Lord, I know you're God of mercy. My father taught me this, I learned it, but I went astray and I am more wicked than the worst. But Lord, have mercy upon me. I know that you're God of mercy and love, and so I come to you for forgiveness." And God did forgive him. That's the message for us today. The message that God gave to him. And I pray that we don't have to go through a captivity first in America before we really repent and turn to God. But there's a good chance the way we're going today, it could happen that we could go into captivity. We have nations all around that hate us. Iran, North Korea, China, Russia. We need to go back through the Old Testament and the New. Go back into the Word to find out God's love and God's mercy and God's compassion, where he said, "I am your refuge and strength, the never-failing help in time of trouble." And if we all get to praying in dead earnest for God to take over, we pray that day will come when we have peace once again in our Lord and Savior who died for us and rose again. Amen. Now may that wonderful peace with God that we have through forgiveness of our sins in Christ Jesus hold us steadfast in the faith until life everlasting. Did we have the offering before we do the general prayer?
Prayer of the church, this is All Saints Day. We remember those saints among us who have departed this life in the last year and are now in the church triumphant. Buzz Seaman. Neva Graham. Thank you.
O Lord, precious in your sight is the death of your saints. Comfort those who grieve among us and all people, everywhere who mourn over the passing of your Holy One. Point our eyes beyond death to the blessed hope. That is the appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Father, when we make war upon the earth, much of it is rooted in religion, greed, and hate. Help us so that we do not think like the world, behave like the world, nor have a worldly hope. Bring a sincere faith in Christ to the hearts of all, especially moved among the people of Judea, Samaria, Gaza, Israel. May they know the love of Christ that moves people from hate to the forgiveness of their enemy. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Bless our efforts of evangelism. Help us break out of our shells and look to the needs of others, that they may know Jesus as their Savior. Give us eyes to see the opportunities this week to pray with someone, to witness to someone, to invite them to church, and to welcome guests in our congregation. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, comfort us with abiding presence and satisfy all who call on you in need, especially Trudy's mother, Gay Gerritsen, recently had a heart attack and now is scheduled for an open heart surgery, as well as others in our church, Lord, that are ill, those that have had surgery, those who are recuperating. Please be with them. Keep them in our prayers. Grant them patience in the midst of suffering, and according to your will, release them from their affliction. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
And to your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy, through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your eyes.
Lift up,
let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh and laid on him our sin, giving him into death that we might not die eternally. Because he is now risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity, all who believe in him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name. Evermore praise you and say, the blessed apostles and evangelists, the holy martyrs,
and all the saints in the glory who fought the good fight of faith before us. Hear us as we pray in his name as he called us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, tonight when he betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you all.
Amen.
mercy. You would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you, be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
I'm not afraid of the dark. might have